Hello there, and thanks for joining us on our usual time Sunday morning here on 1410 The Buzz of Vancouver. Health Empowerment brought to you by Omira Health Center, now open at number 110-233 West 1st Street in North Vancouver. I'm Peter Shad, along with my friend Croft Woodruff. We missed last week on vacation. Where the heck were you?
I was in the southeast corner of BC. Pardon me, I'm thinking of the West Kootenays. You know, Trail, Nelson, Castlegar, and also up the main lake to a place called Woodbury, which is on the west side of the lake, but just south of Caslow. Very historic area, and Woodbury is a beautiful sand spit that reaches out into the lake, and there's a marina there, and a trailer court, and camping grounds. It's very, very pleasant. It just happened to be that we were there because my brother went and bought himself a 17-foot aluminum boat. Beautiful thing. It goes like you wouldn't believe. And it should, with a 90-horsepower Yamaha 4-stroke outboard on it. So there you are.
Woodruff and Woodbury.
Yeah.
And you went fishing, did you, or did you just go sightseeing?
Well, my brother did. I didn't get out to go fishing with him, unfortunately, as I had other things to do. But there's no fishing for kokanee in the West Arm right now, only out on the main lake. And right now it's supposed to be catch and release, because you can fish for rainbow and Dolly Varden and, I guess, bull trout. But kokanee, you've got to release.
Well, you have to settle for the other kind of kokanee, I guess, in that part of the world.
Yeah, there's that, too. And
a little bit of a sunburn there, too, I noticed, Croft.
Well, you should have seen it last Saturday and Monday. It was a real blast. I was peeling off like an orange. But anyway, skin cancer. Nah, not really. I think my complexion's looking pretty good after exfoliation or whatever they call it.
He's Croft Woodruff. I'm Peter Shad. We love having you along here in Health Empowerment, brought to you by Omira Health Centers at 983 Heal. You know they're now open and able to offer you such wonderful services as the Platinum Energy Systems Foot Detox, which I had while you were away. So you were away, and I was sitting here soaking my feet and releasing toxins. Slept like a baby that night, and all the stuff that came out of me obviously made me feel really good. My feet felt really good, and they still actually do. That's just one of the many services that you're going to be able to find at Omira Health Centers, and we'll talk about the Optimum Health Program throughout the show today with Dr. Stephen Tyers, the clinical director. We're also going to have Croft's Natural Health News of the Week featuring that wonderful vaccine you've spoken about once before on this program, at least Gardasil.
Yes, and of course now we're getting more and more reports of adverse reactions, some of them very serious, requiring hospitalization, and people, these are young women we're talking about, well, even younger than young women. We're talking about girls that are, you know, 11, 12, 13 years old, and some of them are suffering paralysis, and some of it quite significant, called Guillain-Barré syndrome. It's a form of paralytic polio that is typical of an adverse reaction to vaccines. And this Gardasil, I'm not surprised. Each shot, and remember, these girls have to have three shots to get the full benefit of this so-called vaccine. 225 micrograms of aluminum per shot, so they're getting 675 micrograms. Putting it into perspective, you're looking at about 1.675 milligrams of aluminum salts. Aluminum is a very potent neurotoxin and brain poison, and of course, it has been associated with Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's victims on autopsy have shown high levels of aluminum in the brain. And so I think another reason for people to investigate and ask some questions. Plus, the other fact, there was aluminum in the placebo. This is supposed to be a placebo-controlled trial to test this vaccine. Well, if there's aluminum in the placebo, and it was 225 micrograms per shot, and there's aluminum in the vaccine, aluminum is known to cause a reaction. It would mask any adverse reaction, which they would say, well, there's aluminum in this, aluminum in that. Couldn't be the aluminum. It's got to be something else, nothing to do with the vaccine. And, of course, when you have a reactive agent in a placebo, it's no longer a placebo. It's a false placebo. It's like a double negative in a way. In fact, it is a active placebo. And therefore, the studies themselves aren't worth the powder to blow them to you know where. Being Sunday morning, that's as far as I can go.
Croft's Natural Health News of the Week coming up later on in this program. We'll delve a little bit more into that vaccine. Also, we're going to talk about the subjects that doctors and Big Pharma definitely do not like to talk about throughout this program. We're talking about things like cancer and some of the natural ways that it's being dealt with, autism and Alzheimer's. That's coming up on this program, Health Empowerment, brought to you by Omira Health Center at 983-HEAL, 983-4325. And joining us on the line now is the clinical director of Omira Health Center, a very busy man this week since the clinic opened up there in North Vancouver. Dr. Stephen Tyers is here. Hello, Dr. Tyers.
Good morning.
It's so nice to have you on again, and you have been a busy man, haven't you?
Oh, exceptionally. It's been a lot of fun, though. It's been good.
Now, generally speaking, when people come in, do they already know what they're coming in for, or is there a little bit of an education process? Is this all new to them, or have they heard it on the show or through other sources?
Well, it's a little bit of everything. Some people are coming in because their doctors have been, you know, trying to help them out, but have been kind of missing the mark, and they know where their body stressors are, so they're looking for results. And they're looking for help with a specific problem. Some people, they're just being proactive, and I got to give thumbs up to them. They're just coming in saying, hey, you know what? I want to take charge of my health care. I don't want to be hit with any surprises. I want to know how my body's doing at this point in time. And then we set them up with a scan, and then it's simple. Once we have the data in front of us, it's easy to make recommendations that are going to be appropriate, accurate, and yield good results.
He's Dr. Stephen Tyers, the clinical director of Omira Health Center in North Vancouver, number 110, 233 West 1st. 983-HEAL is the number, 983-4325. And you can make your appointment for the Optimum Health Program, which we'll get into a little bit more specifically. But when somebody comes in and makes an appointment, Dr. Tyers, take us through what happens. It's about a two-hour process, I guess. From start to finish, what happens to them?
Well, if people come in and they want to do just sit down, and we can find time to do that and talk and make sure that what they're looking for is what we're providing. But once we start the process, you sit down, takes about 45 minutes. We're going to hook you up to a system that was Russian designed. It's based on quantum physics, and it's basically going to communicate with the brain and tell us what's going on in the body, where all the stressors are. Then they're going to take that information, sit down with Croft, and they're going to look at their lifestyle and diet. So if we can evaluate where the body's breaking down, and we can look at how the diet and lifestyle are related to that, it makes it much simpler for them to come back and say, hey, these are the things I need to work on. What kind of plan have you got? And we don't give people a cookie cutter generic program. We're actually going to sit down and say, okay, Croft, what do you think? These are my opinions. What are the other professionals in our organization going to be thinking? We sit down together and we develop a program that's customized. It's unique, because if we don't do that, we're just kind of shooting in the dark. We want to be specific and aim our therapies right at the problems that people present with.
Now, when somebody comes in and has a full body scan with the bioenergetic technology that you've obviously become very familiar with, Dr. Tyers, has it happened to you yet where you've identified something in the body, a stress on a certain organ or just an area of inefficiency, shall we say, and your patient hasn't even told you, and you could look at that data and actually say, well, it looks to me like you have a problem with your liver, and these may be the symptoms, and then they go, well, how did you know that? Is that kind of what we're dealing with here with the organ scan?
It's kind of comical, but that happens all the time. You see, people come in, if you go to an x-ray facility and you want to get your x-rays taken, nobody sits there and looks at the x-ray machine and says, well, how does this work? And I'm not going to give you any information. People like to test me out all the time. And it's no big deal. The brain knows exactly what's going on in the body. As long as we can identify the areas of stress, we can make sense of the symptoms people are experiencing. And then we sit down, and a lot of people raise their eyebrows, and they're going, wow, this is amazing technology. No radiation. You're telling me what's going on, and you're confirming my suspicions. And now let's sit down and figure out a plan that's going to be implementable and get me results I'm looking for.
It's sort of similar to the technology that Dr. Paul Swingle uses for neurotherapy at his clinic. He's coming up in a couple of hours here on 1410 The Buzz of Vancouver. Right now we're talking with Dr. Stephen Tyers and Croft Woodruff on health empowerment here on 1410 The Buzz of Vancouver, brought to you by Omira Health Centers. And let's quickly go through the Optimum Health Program. You talked about the full body and the organ scan. You sit down, of course, and discuss diet with Croft. That's Croft's specialty. And then, as part of the plan, it's the Cardio DM06 heart test. And what are you trying to find out and achieve with people's tickers there, Dr. Tyers?
Well, basically, we want to figure out how well they're doing. You know, it makes no sense to sit back and go, you know, I'm not exercising, I'm not eating the way that I'm supposed to, I'm just going to wait 20, 30, 40 years for my heart to give out, wait till I have a heart attack, and then acknowledge that I have a problem. It's better to figure out, you know, this is where my weaknesses are. If your heart's a weakness, it's kind of a crucial organ. You need to do due diligence. Go in, figure out what's going on, and then talk to somebody who's an expert and say, hey, what can I do that easily fits into my lifestyle so that I can improve the function of the heart or any other organ for that matter? And that's what we're trying to do, give people the right answers and the right directions and access to the therapies that are easy to do. And it's a lot of fun coming in the clinic to get therapy. We want to give people a chance to take control of their health care, figure out where their needs are, and access things that have great track records that are scientifically proven and can actually help them extend their longevity.
We're going to talk a little bit about the relaxational component of your Optimum Health program in just a second here, Dr. Tyers. You're listening to Health Empowerment on 1410 The Buzz of Vancouver, brought to you by Omira Health Centers, O-M-I-R-A, omira.ca, if you want to look on the web. The telephone number is 983-HEAL, 983-4325. We'll talk about the relaxation component, including the foot detox session, the relaxational massage, and how they work together, plus the far infrared sauna, the Solaris sauna as well. That's all part of the program. And when we return here on Health Empowerment, we'll talk a little bit too about some of the things that doctors do not like to talk about, and different alternative therapies and ways of dealing with some of these serious conditions that we all know: diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's, etc. And that's coming up when we continue. You're listening to Health Empowerment, and this is 1410 The Buzz of Vancouver.